Good evening and welcome to our Christmas Eve worship service here at St. Paul Lutheran Church. Tonight our worship service will be printed out exclusively in the service folder, including all the hymns. And we'll have the privilege this evening of having our Sunday school children present the gospel to us, the Christmas gospel in word and song. And also the choir will be singing an anthem or two. And then we think about how the Bible also speaks about every child of God being little children, children of the Heavenly Father. We have the opportunity to sing as God's children many Christmas songs to the glory of the Christ child this evening. We will open our service with the invocation, and I invite you to stand. We come in spirit to the manger this evening to view with eyes of faith the babe of Bethlehem, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God, our Heavenly Father, sent us his Son Jesus in order that he might bring spiritual light and life to all. We begin our worship of the babe of Bethlehem, our heaven-sent Savior, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated for the opening carol.
Thank you. Come and see the reaction of Joseph to his betrothed wife being pregnant with the promised Savior. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
Thank you. "Come and see the shepherd's reaction to the birth of the Savior." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Come and see the Gentile visitors of the Savior, namely the wise men. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Thank you.
I invite you to rise for prayer. Pray the Christmas prayer with the congregation speaking the Amen, and then we'll follow with the Lord's Prayer. O God, who has made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech you, that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joy in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated for the closing carol, Silent Night.